There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Sensemaker. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. To find out more about Tortoise and how to become a member, just go to this episode's description. Today, monkeypox has infected more than 25,000 people in 85 countries. The World Health Organization has declared a public health emergency. So, how is it spreading, and who should be vaccinated first?
At home and in isolation, not because he has COVID, but 2 weeks ago, James was diagnosed with monkeypox.
On the 7th of May, monkeypox, a disease typically found in the rainforests of Central and Western Africa, came to the UK.
The puzzle is why a disease endemic to parts of Africa and transmitted largely by animals is suddenly spreading so widely between people.
The first case was in someone who'd just come back from West Africa, but now it's spreading in the community. Only Spain and the US have confirmed more infections than the UK, where there have been nearly 3,000 cases. And the World Health Organization has sounded the alarm.
We have an outbreak that has spread around the world rapidly through new modes of transmission about which we understand too little and which meets the criteria in the international health regulations. I have decided that the global monkeypox outbreak represents a public health emergency of international concern.
So what do we know about the disease and the way it spreads? Monkeypox has been around since at least 1958, but this outbreak is unusual. For one thing, it's less deadly than it has been in the past. The West African strain of the virus that spread around the world has, previously, had a case fatality rate of between 1 and 4%. But no one in the UK has died in this outbreak, and there have been just a handful of deaths globally. The symptoms are different too. Although infectious lesions are characteristic of the disease, they have been more localised in this outbreak. They're regularly being found on the genitals or anus. And most striking of all is who is being infected and how.
Now, to be clear, anyone can get monkeypox. The virus is similar to smallpox, but it can be spread through close contact. And for whatever reason, a number of the patients are gay and bisexual men.
Research in the New England Journal of Medicine found that 98% of infections have been in men who have sex with men. And 95% of cases have been spread through sexual contact. It is true that the virus can spread through coughing, hugging, and even sleeping in someone else's sheets, but it's much less likely to be transmitted that way. And given those statistics, it seems obvious that men who have sex with men should be prioritised when it comes to vaccinating people against the disease. So why hasn't it been that simple?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All. If you ignore AIDS, it could be the death of you. So don't die of ignorance.
The 1980s were a terrifying time for LGBTQ communities who faced the real dangers of HIV and an enormous amount of stigma. HIV/AIDS was labelled the gay plague. Tabloid newspapers ran headlines that said things like, "I'd shoot my son if he had AIDS," says Vicar. There are people in the LGBTQ community who worry that, at least when it comes to the stigma, history might repeat itself.
And it always seems to be easier to blame a group of folks who are marginalized, that are on the periphery of what is considered traditional society. We just don't want the same thing happening again with this virus and targeting it as a gay disease, because we know it's not.
When the head of the World Health Organization said that the outbreak was concentrated among men who have sex with men, he received hundreds of Twitter replies accusing the organization of homophobia. But monkeypox is overwhelmingly infecting men who have sex with men, even when you account for testing rates among different communities. So that group needs vaccinating right now, because they are most at risk. It's why the UK Health Security Agency is inviting high-risk men who have sex with men to be vaccinated first, and why New York City's health department is doing the same. It's true that anyone can contract monkeypox, but there are especially vulnerable groups in this outbreak that need protecting today, from the disease and also from the stigma. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker. This episode was written and mixed by Xavier Greenwood. To get more from Tortoise, including early and ad-free access to new series, you can join Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts for $4.99 a month. The Sensemaker.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.